The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
It's well placed, and it's placed well enough to where, again, if you're not careful, you're not watching what you're doing, you start getting into this.
Creepy miniature houses that she builds and the whole thing. And by the way, one of the things that I really hated about the movie was it was so shrill and it was overwrought and overly melodramatic with the screaming and the crying and on her part, on Toni Collette's part. It just was over the top for me.
Well, you know, Rotten Tomatoes at 92% on this.
Well,
that's the first red flag right there.
Who's on Rotten Tomatoes? The rotten.
You're not on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm not on it, and the rotten are on it.
The rotten are on it. Anyways, I just wanted you to know that I saw it. Wasn't thinking, because I was like, before I rented it, I said, well, let me go look and see if Debbie reviewed it. And Midas Church said, I don't think she did. And I went, okay. So you did. Well, I'm glad that we both hated it then. I give it, okay, help me out here. 4 Marxists, 4 Michelle.
I don't even remember what I gave it.
Well, here, I'm giving it 4 Michelle, Levon, Robinson, Hussein, Idi Amin. Did I get it right?
Michelle, Hussein, Obama, Idi Amin.
Dada. 2 ISIS.
It's hard to remember. She's got a lot of names. By the way, did you know? See that she's going on tour with her book? Her tickets in Detroit went on sale, and she's appearing at a stadium here, and I hear she's appearing at stadiums and arenas around the country. This woman thinks she's the next Oprah, and unfortunately, the media is turning her into that because they're hyping.
Talk about making deals with devils.
Right. I mean,
OBAMA.
Obama or Mrs. Obama or Oprah to tell me to live my best life. I'm already living my life to the extent I can, to the fullest. And I don't have a zillion dollars just because I have a cult of personality. If I did have a zillion dollars for being part of a cult of personality that was created by the media, I would live even a better life.
Now listen to this. Here's the tour dates. The Conversation with Michelle Obama, November the 13th, Chicago, Illinois. November the 15th, Inglewood, California. November the 17th, Mordor on the Potomac. November the 24th.
Mordor
on the Potomac.
All right.
November 24th, Boston. 29th, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. What's that?
When is the Hades date?
I don't see her appearing in hell, but yes.
All right. Well, when she appears, it is Hades.
I'm sure that she is destined. Brooklyn, New York, December the 1st. And in your hometown of Detroit, Michigan, December the 11th at Little Caesars Arena.
Yep.
You're not going to go and interview her?
I ain't. No way. I don't think I could even get credentials. And I bet you she's probably not even giving press interviews. She's too big for that.
Well, no. When you sell a million copies of a book without anyone ever even reading it or reviewing it, like the ridiculous sales of this stupid book, Fear, by Bob Woodward.
Yeah.
The fastest selling book in Washington Post press history.
You know,
as if Jeff Bezos needed any more money, throw a bunch of lies and innuendo and rumors out there and put Bob Woodward's name on it as if he's still someone.
Right.
And then the entire libtard media goes gaga over it, and bammo, Bezos makes another $15 million. You know, you just can't write this stuff.
But who in the White House, I want to know, who brought him in? Like, remember for the, what's the name of the other guy, Michael Wolf? Remember he wrote his book, Fear and, what was it called, the Fear and Fury or something? Fire and Fury.
Fire and Fury.
They all start with F's and have R's in them. Fire and Fury and the Fear. All right? When he wrote his book, I remember that it was Steve Bannon that brought him into the White House and gave the okay for him to interview lots of people. And I believe Kellyanne may have been involved, too. I don't know why she's still at the White House if that's the case. Who brought Bob Woodward in and gave him access to all these people? That's what Trump should be doing the witch hunt into, not who wrote the New York Times thing.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I concur.
And by the way, I do think the New York Times thing was written by John Huntsman. I'm positive of it.
So I think it's John Bolton, but it could be Huntsman.
I don't think John Bolton would do it. I really don't. I think John Bolton is having the time of his life.
John Bombing John Bolton, yeah.
Listen, when he was in the Bush administration...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth from radio size speakers.